pick up two pieces of waste, snap a photo and submit it online. That's how easy it is to participate in the Wellington Water Watchers community cleanup this year to tidy up local trails, parks, waterfronts and natural spaces. Because organized litter cleanups have not been possible during the pandemic, WWW launched a creative way for everyone to take part, yet still stay safe. The Take Two Watershed Cleanup uses a web page that geotags the location of litter while collecting data about the type of waste, the volume of the waste, photos of the waste and the brand, if any, of the waste pieces. This is the first time that we're doing something that's creating this organized ongoing project to talk about tackling waste that's entering waterways. It's also finding ways to bring it to a higher level solution, like through figuring out where all that waste is coming from and who's creating it, said WWW Program Manager Donnie Lindemood. Submitted information is anonymous and can be seen on the impact map, which shows detailed information about the waste piece and its location. Lindemood said because of the pandemic, more people have been going outdoors to enjoy local waterways and trails, which has only increased garbage and litter being left behind. By launching Take Two, those already frequenting natural areas can help with the cleanup effort. It's supposed to be just kind of like a simple way to bring mindfulness for the environment to our daily activities, so when we go for a walk and notice traffic, it's engaging people in doing just a small action that collectively, when it adds up, contributes to this larger impact, said Lindemood. For those who want to participate, all they have to do is take two pieces of waste with them next time they're out enjoying natural spaces and click a photo to submit here. They can also use the #take2cleanup, tag at take2cleanup on Instagram and nominate two others in the community to encourage collective action. We've probably all heard someone say, "But I'm just one person. What difference can my actions make?" Well, data helps tell the story of different problems in the world and the actions people are taking to address them through tracking numbers, categorical information, showing trends over time, and more, said Lindemood, adding that by tracking and identifying waste, polluting brands can be held accountable. Take Two is a pilot project funded by the provincial government through the Great Lakes Local Action Fund. The pilot project focuses on the Aramosa River and the Speed River. The initiative also provides options for groups such as businesses, organizations, clubs, classrooms, schools, or friends to measure their collective impact by registering as a team. Team members can participate individually with separate submissions contributing to their team's overall data. WWW is also offering incentives and contests to groups who compete. The initiative was Jeremy Schutt's idea, a partner at Shared Value Solutions. What I have experienced is that people want to be part of the solution and want to be engaged in something positive that will help the environments they have grown to love, said Schutt in a press release. Take Two accomplishes two goals. It supports removing and disposing garbage from natural spaces, and in doing so, shifts the awareness of people using trails that will lead to stemming the flow of garbage getting there in the first place.